One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wrestle culture.
If you don't like Australian accents, I'd probably turn off now because there's going to be a lot, I feel.
Ray.
Strap in, mate.
Tomorrow morning we get some tussles.
Oh my God.
Superstars full of muscles.
Wow.
G'day, mate. Hello in our language. And Rhea Ripley loves a Vegemite sandwich. Tomorrow we go to the land of neighbours. Home and away and the Elimination Chambers. Yay. Come and watch the wrestling. Australia in Ask the Fairies nesting. G'day, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by Adam Nicholas and Phil Chambers from Bloody What Culture.
You're the you same okay? colour as that wall.
Are
there?
You okay?
I'm really excited. Right. Thank you for joining. I have a week off and I'm so keen to get back.
I think that you need a doctor. Oh, boy. It's nice to be back, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt your intro. I too am excited to be back. I'm sick of not being able to do this.
Yes.
So, yeah. We'll be back.
We normally do daily wrestling podcasts where we review Raw, SmackDown, the show formerly known as NXT 2.0. AEW Dynamite, AEW Collision, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete. Bloody good quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, though, joined by Nicholas and Phil Chambers live on YouTube, mainly to look ahead to Elimination Chamber tomorrow.
Oh, that's why you were doing the accent.
It's in Perth, Australia.
I get it now.
Better get on board because the Warlord of this show is going to center around it.
Are you doing the whole show? Go on, do the
no,
whole
I can't. Show. I mean, we do actually have a legitimate Australian listener, so I do apologize for that. But they get the treat of a normal watch time tomorrow.
Yeah.
We are early in the morning, but that's not too much.
10 a.m. is a lovely start for us.
Oh, well, I've got to
pour one out for the Americans.
Hang on, I've got a special button I built for
actually, Bobby.
Pour one out for the Americans.
Got a special button for the Americans.
the one time
we get to gloves.
Saudi Arabia one as well.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia ones as well. That's going to annoy me now. I'm going to get my hand out. It was worth it. It was a good bit. It was worth it. I'm not that guy because I just put my arm in it.
That's it as well.
That's me.
Yeah, looking forward to Elimination Chamber. Hello to everyone in the chats as well, by the way. Hello to Christian Colazu, who says hello from Puerto Rico.
Thank you, Christian, for joining us.
Eric Vasquez says, I'm about to start my work day. Simple question. How do you guys like your Whoppers? Have a wonderful time.
In my mouth.
Cheers and see you soon. Very late to the Burger King Whopper game. I think I only got one. You remember when we got those free ones with the app? I was always a big fan of the Burger King app.
Do you want to know something?
Big fan.
Never?
I have never had a Whopper. Never in my life had a Whopper.
I must have had one at some point. I don't remember.
You've definitely had one as like an accoutrement to your...
I don't know when it happened, but I've never really been like a... Go to Burger King and McDonald's and I never really want to get a... burger. I don't know why that is. Plain double cheeseburger is like my little side McDonald's thing on top of Chicken Select, but I'm not really a Burger King guy. And that's not, I don't hate on Burger King. No. You know, like, it's just like when you were a certain age, it was like Adidas or Nike. Burger King, McDonald's, Coke, Pepsi.
Mm.
There it is. Just happened.
I think Chicken Royale's better than the McChicken sandwich for me.
Yeah, me too. I completely agree. I think the King's better than the Clown. Just putting that out there. Why have a clown when you can have a king?
For full on war today.
I thought the main argument today we're going to be Booker of the Year, but apparently that's not the case anymore.
Get it in the comments. Yeah. King or clown?
King or clown. I want that. King or clown? Let us know right now.
You normally do get clown comments.
What even is the king's name?
They're directed at me for the most part.
The clown we know is called... The clown we know is called Ronald, obviously.
He's Mr. Burger
King. Mr. Burger King. Burger King.
Oh, he's King Burger King.
King Burger King. King Burger King.
Taylor Emma, thank you for your many donations, in fact. I won't be at the live show, but I hope you guys have a debate between Cidric and Miller over Goofy Wrestling for Life, specifically featuring R-Truth, with a special acknowledgement for Santino Marella and Ariana Grace. Ariana Grace loving NXT right now, by the way, obviously with the connection with Santino Marella. That's a really good idea. We should do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always up for watching Miller have a fight with Cidric.
It's like, it's just another version of ups and downs. Miller's ups and Cidric's
downs. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's great.
I always imagine Cidric as like the little devil on Miller's shoulder sometimes that he just kind of ignores because he's just too positive to buy into it.
Yeah, he's like, Miller's got so much willpower, he's just like,
yeah, he's just like, nope,
just like flicking away. The rest of us would be like, what is that devil saying? But someone else is like, nope, goodbye.
It does annoy me that people say, oh, Cid is so naked. He's not. He just likes, he wrote a book about what he actually likes.
I think it's remembering that these certain companies have put on a bad show for a very long time.
Yes.
That's not, I don't, my bar isn't high, but certain companies have put on, and even the one he likes was putting on a not that great show. I've watched that one, and they weren't putting
Which
on a super great show.
Why he was sad.
Well, they seem to be trending back in the right direction.
I think both shows feel like the AEW in particular this year feels like it's back on track.
Yeah, we have around about 90s until AEW Revolution, which will be on 1 a.m. our time.
Yeah, back to normal.
Monday morning as well. That.
So you both going to be doing live stream for that?
Busy, I think. Really?
Oh yeah, of course. I'm doing the chamber one, so it's not my turn.
Yeah, good point.
Hamler by himself then. Cool.
You can do it with him if you want.
I don't do live streams. Yeah. I'm not stupid enough to go back in that game. Come on. These guys, we love wrestling. Ooh.
Sailor Emin also says, and thank you for your donation, but I know what you're doing. Sailor Emin says, question for Willie, what did you think of the Good Brothers coming to NXT? Oh, it was a pleasant surprise. I think I'm glad they're doing something at least.
Brothering their way down to NXT.
And the beatdown of Axiom.
No! I wonder who else it could be of.
Nathan Fraser.
When I'm cleaning windows.
And Chase, you. Was that a...
Teachable moment!
Yeah, I think, Chase, you've got no chance of winning the tag titles from the Wolf Dogs. And Sailor Owen also says, will the Wolf Dogs lose the titles at NXT Roadblock? Camp Bloody Road! Or will they keep them until... Start and deliver! Or perhaps on them to another... NXT, like,
you did this to yourself. Don't you get mad about this. You did this to yourself.
It's your own fault.
Like NXT Battleground. You're grounded. Battleground. NXT Heat Whip. Or NXT Halloween. Look.
I want to know the amount of actual like useful information that's in your head that has just been stomped down by gimmicks.
I've forgotten when Eric was born. Completely gone.
You didn't even know his own name.
Yes.
It's just Wilborn at this point. That's it.
A lot of kings in the chat, by the way.
Go. See? King Rare.
The Shallard Dodger. Interesting take. Why not both? Burgers from the King, fries from the Clown. I might agree with that one, you know.
Maybe. Burger King fries used to be by far the best. By far. But then they changed them and now they're just they're fine. Great.
Burger King became, it became like whenever we were going on holiday, right? Because the King must have realized they couldn't get like the monopoly on everywhere else on earth, like McDonald's. But they can at like, what do you call them? Travel?
Yeah, yeah.
What
like
do you call them?
Service stations.
Service stations and airports. Yeah. So whenever you're there and it's a weird hour, Burger King, always. And it was like, the fries used to be so great, man.
They used to be amazing. I don't know what they did to them, but
it was
like,
fun.
So much better.
I don't think so.
No.
Wait a minute. A king doing something dodgy that messes with the world. What?
Vanders also says new KFC fries are goated.
I've not been to a KFC in years.
Me neither.
We had a Wendy's. We have a Wendy's.
I'm pretty sure I've been to a Wendy's at some point.
We do on a
what was on the road to when we were on the way Angeles. To Raw? Was that? Was that a Wendy's or was that a Denny's?
Yeah. No, we did them all.
So ah,
we
done them all, baby.
We did the Denny's early in the morning, but the Wendy's was on the way to that. But yeah, late at night. No, but it's on the way to the show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like trying to squeeze any meal in we could.
I was so burnt out by that. I was just like that.
Yeah, that was Raw, wasn't it?
I was just like, I'm ready to fly here. Because that was the day before we did the big tour on the
Tuesday. Yes, the day before you crashed.
That was so funny, man. Watching, I've seen you with a low battery. I've never ever seen you with no battery
no
before.
No battery whatsoever.
It's just like, it's the loop taxi. Response. The loop response is amazing.
You're like, where are you from? Yep.
Yep. It's your version of being done. It's just, someone will say something and you're too polite not to say anything. So you go, yeah.
Just shutting down.
Like, you acknowledge that you said something and then he'll stop talking.
I couldn't tell if I was coming down with something or I was just like completely burnt out. And I tried NyQuil or something.
Yes. Yeah.
And I've never, ever, ever slept on a plane for more than like 10 minutes and gone, oh, bloody neck. And we had that bit where we realized we'd all got separated because the plane was sort of spread out. And we're sat together. And we both go, no offense, but I'm not sitting next to you if that aisle's going to be free. And it opened up, and we jumped into the aisles, into the rows, and I slept for 9 hours. And I was like, well, I was either becoming ill and the NyQuil's knocked me out, or I was so tired, I was like, I don't care if it's a plane, I can actually sleep on
this. What was funnier about that again is that somehow we were both on the big long aisle. In the middle,
yeah. Right? I thought and about this afterwards.
Look at the size from by comparison to me. He was like, I'll go on. And he went on the three on the side or whatever. I'm like, we've literally got a five here. I should go on that. He's like, no, I'm gone. By the time I got to him, he was just like.
Yeah. My legs kept slipping out and going into the aisle and getting grabbed by the trolley. And I was like, oh, just go around. Just go around.
Best thing about that flight was Simon Miller sitting next to a fan, though.
Yes, of course.
And he was tired. He just wanted to sit and close his eyes for a while.
He was busy before we even. Like, at least normally before we go, we're like, let's just take it easy.
Yeah,
at work
he's a ludicrous human being.
He does not have a chill. He does not have.
He does
chill
not know how to chill
until he met his partner. I don't think he would have stopped that thing.
No. She quite literally forces
him
books
to go on
holiday.
Just go on holiday.
Stopped that, and he still works.
And he still manages to squeeze an ups and downs in somewhere. Whatever.
Shout out to Riot Cabaret that he was at. Was that last night?
Yeah, yes. He was Milberg.
I love that.
He scuffed his own head on the floor doing a spear. Now he has a big, big thing on his head.
Just like his dad.
Just like his dad. His head into stuff.
I also, on a Simon Miller, I guess, related note. So I don't even know how I saw it. It just came up and I was like, that's weird. There's a film, and I saw the poster, called Simon Killer.
Oh!
Shoot, I don't know. I've never watched it. I couldn't tell you if it's any good. But I saw the poster. I was like, should have been referenced by now.
Yeah.
If you ever need a gimmick change, though.
Exactly.
Hi to Chris in the chat, by the way, who says, I was at the press conference today for EC. Outside of Rhea Ripley, understandably, the biggest pop and chance for a wrestler in the women's division was for Tiffany Stratton. Big Tiffy time chance in Perth today. And Josh Matlock says, already seeing a lot of Tiffy time signs in the stands, which is great news. Huge fan of hers.
Speaking of that, actually, while we're on, I've got to give a shout out to Mitchell Tinley of Australian MMA. If you are into MMA, check out his Australian MMA. He does a podcast. He does a YouTube channel. So make sure you go check it out. But he was at the press conference, and he's been doing some interviews for us behind the scenes at Elimination Chamber as well. So on the YouTube channel tonight, there will be an interview with Tiffany Stratton. An interview with Nia Jax, Bianca Belair, and Kevin Owens going up. So make sure you check those out. And thank you, Mitchell Tinley. Good dude.
Yeah, what a good dude. That was literally out of the blue as well, wasn't it?
It was just completely out of the blue, yeah.
Good dudes doing good this week. Good.
good.
Well, I've ruined that now, so. Anyway.
Looking ahead to Elimination Chamber, who's heading to WrestleMania, i.e. who do you think's winning each chamber? Because when I ask the Dudleys, it seems fairly open and shut. Is it the same for you guys? Is it Becky for Lynn. The women?
Yeah, it tends to be how the Elimination Chamber is, open, shut.
Yes.
That is how I think about it. Quite a lot of opening and shut, actually. Yeah.
Open,
first get in,
shut,
and then open, shut, open, shut, open, shut, open, shut.
Broken door, someone gets out early, you have to trying so hard. That wasn't even a bad swear. That was just a...
slipped out.
Gosh! Darn it. Flipping.
Nora.
What? I'm sorry. That's why. I don't know why it's happening. It's because he doesn't know about the Dwayne thing yet.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to control himself.
We'll get to it.
But, like, nothing against Bianca, Liv, Tiff, Naomi, or Raquel, who are all, like, it's not like no one's just been put in there just to fill up the numbers.
I think if it wasn't for, like, the WrestleMania kickoff show and Becky coming out of there, there's loads of stuff that Becky's been doing, not only on the shows itself, but, like, in little, like, filmed things behind the scenes that she's been doing herself as well. It feels like that match is, like, quite set in stone at the minute. Yeah. But if it wasn't for, like, those things that have already happened, like, it genuinely could be quite a few of these people.
I feel like you can't walk her out at the press conference in Vegas
and not
Bailey.
Yes.
Yes.
And that match not happen. That's like...
And the Bailey match being set at that point.
Yeah.
And not do it.
I think there's...
Sorry, just speaking of Bailey.
Hello.
So every morning for the past, I can't tell you how many years, I wake up and I have a song in my head. That's just how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And I follow that thread. Mm-hmm. I just listen to the song and then I end up listening to whatever I listened to the other day. And it's a great way to enjoy music. I woke up this morning with Bailey's old theme song in my head and played it for the first time. Oh my God. That song is how good is that song? Like, I forgot how amazing as an entrance tune that was.
Yeah.
It's just like a proper hype. Even if you weren't
endorphin rush, isn't it?
It is. It's just literally like someone runs up and hits you in the chest with that adrenaline. Unbelievable. I don't know why it was in my head. Brilliant stuff.
It's a question with regards to the Rhea Ripley, Nia Jax, Hometown Hero versus Hometown Hero, man. Yeah. Nia Jax, of course, being born in Sydney.
Yep.
Do you think, well, because me and Hamflet have sort of debated whether or not that main events previously, and now Hamflet seems to be of the opinion that it probably will main event. Do you think off the back of the reaction that Rhea's getting, obviously there, and she's all over the promotional stuff, and then particularly the press conference where it was just bonkers for Rhea. They kind of have to now. Like, you could end with, let's say, Drew winning the chamber, but it feels like even though it's a bit of a foregone conclusion, even with Becky winning the chamber, it feels like you have to have Rhea main event, doesn't it? Even though she's absolutely a heel, but in this scenario, not so much.
Yeah, I think you got to look back to, like, the backlash they did in Puerto Rico and how that show was formatted to all of the hometown heroes that were on that, to be fair.
Makes sense.
And it absolutely makes sense. And the reactions they got were absolutely incredible. And it's like, it's huge career highlights for everyone that was on that show that were, like, from that area kind of thing. There's big, big moments, and the crowd make it feel big as well. And I don't think there'll be any problem with, I mean, two hometown people in a main event for a championship as well, and for a championship that hasn't had a huge amount of spotlight in terms of, like, positioning on cards or, like, big matches for a while.
And closing out with, you know, Becky coming down to the ring and then facing off potentially, especially because women are getting a main event at WrestleMania.
So this is the thing, and it seems like a... Well, I'm not going to say a boring footnote. What I mean is that it shouldn't still have to be a footnote, this, but it's, again, just put the women in the mains. I mean, let them have mains a lot more because they're good.
Yes.
And this division does have the talent. It just doesn't get booked that way. They'll have a great match. And actually, Phil Chambers.
Hello.
A little callback, a little throwback, because remember one of the last times the WWE successfully did this in Australia, you and I were doing a live stream for it, if you recall correctly. The Super Showdown.
Yes. Oh, God.
Where Buddy Murphy...
Yeah.
Won the belt. Or did he retain it? I can't remember. Won the belt. I made a question about
that coming later, so I'm not going to say anymore.
And you and I watched it because it was at a lovely time of the day. And it was probably exactly what you're going to do tomorrow, I guess.
Only nice coffee and a bagel or something.
It was a lovely, 10 o'clock in the morning. It's like, what a pleasant day of work this is.
A lovely time.
And that show was the show where Cena debuted the move of
because he'd been building up the
lightning punch,
the lightning fist.
Yeah. The lightning fist, that was it.
So no matter how bad he is at handling questions on other things recently,
that was a good
moment in isolation. Let's remember these things are separate.
In terms of the men's chamber then,
yes.
Is that Drew? Is that open and shut as well?
It is for me, I think. So. I think both of them are. To answer your question really short, answer is yes, both of them. And I don't think that's a bad thing either. I feel like they've earned this. They've earned them being open and closed. And I think it would be... I'm sure they could put a swerve in there if they want to, but that feels like old WWE move to swerve for the sake of swerving.
Yes. Yeah.
Predictable is good. Sometimes predictable is good. If you've earned it, it should be that way.
Old WWE would have Nia Jax win.
Yeah. Yeah, they would. They actually would. But then they would. A hometown hero would still be winning, though, Phil.
Still a hometown hero.
What was the one I was trying to remember? I was listening to old clips of Brian Alvarez ranting because I, you know, I love him. He's one of the reasons why I got back into wrestling was him just going wild about TNA, and I was like, I kind of miss wrestling. I want to get back in. Was it was like the pay-per-view before WrestleMania one year where they just went, oh, let's just get rid of Charlotte's undefeated streak at on pay-per-view or something like that. Yeah. Nia Jax was, maybe Braun Strowman was undefeated as well. And they went, that was all frittered away.
Yeah. What was that? Was that mad? You got beat off Bayley. Bayley's involved in an undefeated streak break.
Of Bayley,
her streak. Which way around?
It's really just stupid. I remember
it was Charlotte. It was Charlotte. Yeah. It might have been Bayley. Something like that.
But I've not forgotten from our test earlier on, and thank you everyone who joined us for that, just to make sure we can do this. I believe it was the Shallow Dodger as well who asked this.
There was a guy called Michael somebody?
Michael Martin, somebody.
Martin somebody.
So he mentioned it earlier on, now I've said this, I've got confused.
I'm going to go and double check this while you're doing it there. Because I swore I would remember.
Yes.
I lied.
You lied. Who we got?
I remember him saying earlier, and he said, Adam, don't forget my question from the test.
Test. This is a test.
Let me find you here. I'm definitely. It was, yes.
There you go.
Thank you for reminding me, the Shallow Dodger. Yes. Who's getting speared through a pod?
Ooh.
It feels like Lashley's in there to hit the spear.
Yeah.
It feels like Logan Paul's a biggest arsehole in there.
Logan Paul would be very funny getting speared through a pod.
Like, he hits some, because he's going to do something, some mad bollocks off one of the things.
Yeah.
I like the idea of him hitting, maybe he even eliminates Kevin Owens to go really.
Would be quite funny, yeah.
And then he's like, I've done it. And then his mates, you know, there's arsehole, here's some brass knucks. Maybe he uses brass knucks as part of it. And then his mates through the chamber just slide in a bottle of Prime, and he's like, toast to my victory. Turn around. Boom!
Spits the Prime
everywhere. Prime everywhere.
Martin Brophy.
Thank you for the question.
There you go.
Speaking of mad spots in the thing, the interview that we have with Tiffany Stratton coming up on our YouTube channel later on tonight.
Wait a second.
Don't tell me she's going to try
She speaks about that the Elimination Chamber cage is tailor-made for Tiffany Stratton and talks about the pods and the chains and the climbing.
I'm going to hit the prettiest moonsault ever off the top of the goddamn thing.
Going to moonsault off the
Question.
Top of that.
Is it more scary to be her or whoever is going to get it?
Having watched the Jeff Hardy thing just the other day, I'm going to go, nothing against Tiff. No reflection on her.
No.
I'd rather be giving than receiving in this case.
Yes.
Do you think we're going to get any like surprise cameos, whether that be a Jade Cargill being inserted into it? We were speculating on the SmackDown preview as to whether they make, because they've had seven people in a chamber once, if you remember.
Yeah, they started with the triple threat.
Yeah.
It was strange.
Or whether that be, you know, Dr. Carl Kennedy showing up. Or
I mean, of course. The moonsault off the top of the pod.
Oh my God, that's it.
Or maybe he's going to play someone out. He's got a band, hasn't he?
What if Logan Paul gets speared through the pod by Bobby Lashley and he's like, oh, I need a doctor. David's music is, and Carl Kennedy comes out. He's Logan for life and he screws Kevin Owens.
As he comes
around, it wouldn't work. That would not work at all.
It's not
for the
really
pop.
An entrance theme. No,
unless you had like a big dance beat behind
it. D&B neighbors.
Or Dr. Fed could turn up, of course. Have you seen
it? I really enjoyed the clip again today with Hamlet of the bloke chinning a kangaroo. So maybe a kangaroo could punch Logan Paul.
Maybe.
Oh, God.
Maybe the kangaroo is just like a big blue kangaroo with Prime written on it.
Yes.
What if the kangaroo's got Logan Paul like it has one of them dogs? Just got it. What?
Ooh, RKO, Josh Matlock says, RKO on Paul as he jumps off a pod.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You know it's good. You know it's good when you get He's gonna do something silly.
And one of my final questions, I will get to, thank you to everyone who's asked questions in the chat. I will get to that in a second. Will The Rock make an appearance?
Oh, I hope so.
He's really into The Rock.
I hope he does. I love The Rock.
He's your favorite.
I've decided, Phil, that from now until the road on the road to WrestleMania, mm-hmm. and hopefully during the show, no promises. I'm going to get on board
okay.
with The Rock. I'm going to be not a hater.
The Rock Express.
I'm tired of hearing me talk trash about Dwayne, and quite frankly, he doesn't deserve the energy.
Or the hate.
Even though I love him, of course. That's obviously the truth. Obviously. So I'm going to give him and everyone involved from now until WrestleMania the benefit. I'm going to pretend that this show has not done silly things for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to assume that everything is on purpose. So this, which was definitely, definitely on purpose, because The Rock definitely watches this show. That was on purpose, Phil. Let it play out. Okay.
So is he gonna be there?
I love The Rock, and I hope he's there so I can cheer him on while I watch him on.
While you watch him give the people's elbow to Grayson Waller or something, I assume.
While he does the people's elbow to all of my favourites. That'll be great, won't it? Yes. I'm so excited for it.
It is weird that they've got, I think, 5 matches, one on the kickoff. Indy Hartwell has got a match on there, which is lovely. Indy and Candice not winning the tag titles, though, against the Kabuki Warriors on the kickoff, I believe. You have got the Grayson Waller effect with Cody and Seth. Mm-hmm. Roman's not making that trip, no chance.
No.
But it feels like something that Dwayne would show up for so he could say, look at this audience I brought, despite the fact I was never announced. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's some things he can make jokes about Australians.
I feel like he definitely could.
You went to his school of stupidity. Like, you know, when he goes the
graduated
extra mile.
With honors, sir. Yeah, graduated
with honors. From the school of butt jokes.
It did feel a lot like the lady doth protest too much when he did that extra video being like, The Rock definitely won't be a perfect. Something about his energy drink, which is obviously a great product.
Yeah.
Because The Rock, my good friend The Rock, is directly involved with it. And it's great.
I can't wait for The Rock versus Logan Paul. Prime versus whatever The Rock's one's called.
Of course.
Can't
Zoa, Phil. It's there cool. you go. You can buy yours. I don't know, but I'm not that big of a Rock fan. But I love The Rock, so...
Get Ric Flair in the match
drink
as well.
Drink that up.
Woo energy.
Yeah, yep. God.
All right, I said I'd support The Rock.
There's a line.
It's going to take all my energy.
I just think this is going to be the final piece of the jigsaw in terms of them solidifying, we're doing the tag match night one. Because it's there or thereabouts. They've literally filmed the four of them squaring off and showing the footage, and it's like... What are they going to do? What are they going to do at WrestleMania? Probably team up against each other. He's just said The Rock's part of the bloodline. Cody and Seth have announced a segment together. All that good up. Stuff.
Guns up.
He's in the Bing Bing game.
He's in the Bing Bing game.
But yeah, I would not be surprised whatsoever if you smell...
It would be very on brand
for
the market leader of excellence.
To travel halfway around the world just to get a pop.
That sounds very cynical, Phil. The Rock wouldn't do that. Yeah. Obviously not.
Obviously.
He's actually quite busy, you know. He buys cars for people. He buys houses for people.
Runs the XFL.
He runs the XFL.
Ironic.
Runs TKO now, apparently.
Yep.
It's ironic that he throws this amount of money around, because I'm sure you'll know this as a Rock fan. When he first started out, do you know how many dollars he had?
I don't, actually. This is probably the one gap in my knowledge.
I think it was $6. Is that right? He doesn't mention it much. I think it's $6 promotion.
$6. That sounds wrong, but it's
there or thereabouts.
Something along those lines.
He doesn't mention it enough for me to really.
I remember the Stone Cold really Steve Austin really loves potatoes. I mean, that's all he had was potatoes, and he used to eat them raw because that's how you become big and strong. Honest, that's how.
Mm-hmm. Chicken and broccoli for some of the others.
Chicken and broccoli, egg whites. Yep, I've heard it all.
Alfred Hill says, good 2 a.m. boys. Alfred is in Australia right now. How do we feel about
switched it, flipped around
a possibly returning Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole versus a reunited babyface Wardlow and MJF are all in? Cheers as always. Also, as an Australian, I'd like to apologise for our media not understanding professional wrestling.
This has been funny. Work or shoot?
Work.
Yeah.
Can't be that stupid to constantly say, it's fake, right?
Yeah.
They always think they're so clever with that when they try and do it as a shoot. It's fake. You want to tell the 6'5" lad it's not real?
I think they were both works. Or one of them was a shoot.
A riff off the other.
Maybe. That's a good point. But Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole. It's not gone to plan, this Devil stuff, has it? I think it's fair to say. Devil was the worst. What was it? What was it voted for in the
worst feud of the year? Or worst gimmick. Gimmick of the year.
Because The Rock wasn't involved.
Because The Rock wasn't involved.
So otherwise, it would have been great.
Yeah.
Which is how that would have turned around. That's just I'm just spitting facts. Do you know what I mean? Just spitting facts.
Yeah, it feels like they have to do some kind of match at some point with it to pay it off. Mm. But also, I'd be fine if they just kind of forgot about it.
This feels like one of those.
In the past.
It was
unfortunate timing, obviously, with Adam Cole and stuff, and it was difficult. But then they tried to double down with it, and that was probably a big mistake.
I think the problem is that their entire existence of the kingdom, the undisputed, I'm going to call them the United Kingdom there. That's not right. The undisputed kingdom revolves around MJF. And I don't think, with all due respect to the best friends, they aren't the big game that they should.
No.
If you're the biggest, baddest, newest faction, you go for the biggest game. And I know there's plot reasons why they can't do that, but we got a problem there, guys.
Yes.
We've got a big problem. And there's nothing about Chucky T getting beat up backstage and Adam Cole trying to be menacing that has got me going,
you bastards.
They're like on the shelf with the Pinnacle, aren't they, at the minute? And it's
Wardlow's
thinking, please,
yes,
stop. I mean, his promo was great on Dynamite, along with a bunch of other promos on Dynamite that were really on
good
par.
Good promo day.
Yep, a real good week for the promos in AEW.
Bad week for dads, good week for promos, basically.
Real bad week for dads.
Oh my.
Jesus.
Question.
Hello.
What's the deal? Do we know the deal? Have I missed it? What's the deal with Christian's dad?
Ooh.
Has anyone looked into this? Because I haven't looked into it, but surely someone's going to be like, I'm going to be taking notes here.
Yes.
Let's find out.
Exactly. Let's find out. Because I feel like at some
one
point,
day,
someone's going to
no
go,
one's noticed.
Someone's got to do a bit where, like, what's funny? I've been looking into your family history. And that's the origin of his, like, dad hatred is because his dad is also not here.
I love the fact people panicked initially on Wednesday night and went, oh my God, Christian Cage has just doxxed Daniel Garcia.
That was,
And sure, Ross Sapp went, hang on, I'll just Google that address. It's a graveyard, ladies and gentlemen.
Of course it is.
His delivery of, and your dad's dead, is just absolutely incredible.
How does he still do it?
And it's still, you know it's going to happen, but then it just hits and it's like, oh my God.
What this does, though, I thought when you guys reviewed it, I thought you were on the nugget of it. That was a little extra. I thought that was a bit. The Daddy Magic stuff, obviously good in terms of a father figure, but you could talk about the fact that Daniel Garcia has spent his entire AEW career really trying to find that father figure, whether it was Jericho whether it was Daddy Magic and Cool Hand Ange. Two dads, initially.
Yes.
Jericho and also Daniel Bryan. I got Bryan. Yeah. Bryan Daniels, my brain said the father. My brain was trying to tell me to go the opposite direction. No, Adam, it's the other way. Bryan Danielson, of course, like his favorite wrestler. He wanted to kind of be under his mentorship, and then he didn't. It's kind of been a running
point, yeah.
So I feel like there's legs there. I'm not going to give them all the credit for that one. They are good, but they had been a bit middle in the last year or two.
Mm.
Year and a half, maybe.
Christian's dad is called Randy Riso, and he is American.
Oh, but he's still alive.
Yeah, I think so.
Playing with fire.
Can we find out much?
Yeah, God. Yeah. He must be sitting at home like, please stop doing these jokes, man. My health is good at the moment. Yeah. We can't keep knocking on wood like this.
Oh,
man.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome. Like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favourite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture. Thank you to Mr. Phoenix. Thank you for your donations, plural. Mr. Phoenix says, thanks even more than usual to you guys, always keeping me upbeat during what was a really frustrating week. I've got my thoughts on No Surrender and Elimination Chambers up now where you vid and pod.
Is that literally why you're having to do this stream? Is that the
basic? Yeah, it's man, he's in his contracts, isn't
Elimination
it?
Elimination Chambers,
I feel like
baby.
You did that to yourself.
Mad
as well.
Time of the year.
Just like you did it to yourself, yeah.
It's mad time to chat.
Mr. Phoenix also said, I dedicated my next episode of NXT Rewind to you all looking back at NXT TakeOver London. It comes out March 3rd, the same day I'll be live watching post-WWE Mustafa Ali face El Diablo Gabriel Fuerza.
Mm.
Nailed it.
And
I was there at TakeOver London.
Were you?
It was good.
I'd only just got back into like wrestling at that point, and I remember thinking, why am I not there?
Yeah.
I was coming out with the Jack the Ripper gimmick.
Went to the Blackpool one as well, just because.
Of course.
Just because, why not?
Makes sense.
Which was genuinely incredible and still one of the favourite like wrestling shows that I've ever been to, Blackpool one, because it's just fans take over and Bailey just stands there for 20 minutes getting chanted at being really happy. It's amazing.
What else could you want, really?
Exactly.
That's kind of what it's all about, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to have fun at these things. Hey.
And Mr. Phoenix also says, how about a big meaty tag team chamber match? The Wolfdogs, the Viking Raiders, the Creeds, AOP, Gallus, and the team of Otis and Bronson. Also, please do a live show in Toronto, Money in the Bank weekend. We're working on it.
Great idea. Take out Gallus.
Take out Gallus. Never Gallus.
And if you want to know...
With anyone else.
Yep. If you want to know...
where's Otis these days, actually?
Chad Gable's just sort of been saying, I'm fighting on behalf of Ivar, killing Otis, basically. Yeah. I don't think he actually... He's just been beaten and disappeared. Yeah. And I think he'll come back to cheer on Master Gable on the road to wrestling, because I do think that's the direction they're going. And speaking of which, I'll tell you who else says that. Big E, in an interview I had with him, which is now available on the What Culture Wrestling
with all these
YouTube channel.
You guys.
He talks about his meaty man, Mount Rushmore, on there as well. Check
meaty
it out.
Mount.
Lovely man. And, of course, his brilliant project for our heroes, Rock Bridges, all the story about Ruby Bridges. Brilliant. Go and check it out. It's a fantastic short film. It's like 10 minutes. NAACP Image Award nominated, more than deserved. So do go and check that out and go and support them. We started out from the beginning with a Kickstarter like 3 years ago, and it's fantastic to see what it's come into.
3 years?
Yeah.
3 years.
I was filming an interview with him from my bedroom, I remember.
What?
Yep. Sailor Heaven says, should Von Wagner be the one to dethrone Dragunov, and then he just goes on to beat everybody? No, it should be Tony D'Angelo, and that's what's going to happen.
Hey, Phil,
you get one little tidbit on a show, and that's it.
Well, I was going to ask you, but then I realized you do the ups and downs. He's fluent now in NXT, which is good.
Integrated now into the NXT world.
It happens to the best of us. Even when you don't watch the show, you get sucked in the best show of the week. That was, to be fair, though, I'd be excited if I was you right now. That's a good little...
It's real potential.
It's a proper little nugget, that.
Because they need to take Dragunov. He's more than ready for the main roster, so... Yeah.
And who would be there at the show watching it together?
Don't. We're seeing. Mr. Phoenix also says, crazy, crazy Kangaroo versus Fabulous Finn Balor in an abs contest before the tag match with New Catch Republic. Also, birds aren't real. So, yeah, those kangaroos are absolutely jacked.
These are ripped.
Don't mess with kangaroos ever. Ever.
Marcel Laviolette says, hey, Phil in the Bank, the ginger journalist, and Big Nick from Louisiana. Here's a WrestleMania ad. Sylvester Stallone and Xavier Woods recreate the beach run from Rocky, Apollo Creed reference. I'm really excited about this potential Sylvester Stallone link to WrestleMania.
Talk me through it, right? Because that's a little interesting side note into my life today. I was supposed to do the news on this, wasn't I?
Yes.
I was supposed to do the news today. And then I got evacuated from my building at home, so I couldn't do it. And I was standing outside, and I'd read the thing and about like Rocky, and I was like, that's... And then obviously I never ended up doing the news, so I didn't follow up on that. So what's the deal?
So yeah, I think the report's...
What's the deal with Rocky?
Basically coming out that WWE want Sylvester Stallone involved in WrestleMania. Which would make sense not only for like the big voiceover. They had Hogan obviously doing it.
They've been going hugely cinematic with the like intro videos to WrestleMania these years.
But if you're gonna do that and you're gonna be in Philadelphia, it feels like you have to
do the run up the museum steps.
Do that, yeah.
We're
do
doing
the,
that by the way. We're gonna have to find some time to do that.
Yes, 100%.
I'll whip his ass on the run.
race up the steps.
Or we'll both die.
I'm definitely smashing my front teeth out doing that. Yeah, I just, if you're going to go to that extent, go all in.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't do It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, I guess Rocky's close.
So this was literally, this is why you and I need to stop hanging out together. I was just thinking, imagine how much of a different show, but an incredible show that would be if they were running the whole, like, they were the hosts, and the whole thing was themed around that. Oh my God, that would be unbelievable. That would be
unbelievable. Trash man in.
Stop, clap, 80,000.
Couldn't have the Maniac, unfortunately.
You couldn't, that's true. But you could also, they love a tie-in, don't they?
Yeah.
Netflix and Wrexham and the Wrexham documentary.
Don't need
any
of that, but yeah.
Well, all right, yeah. Well, maybe Chesterfield's doing a
documentary. Come on!
Maybe just do a documentary. Maybe you should make the documentary.
Thank you to Dean Sheets, who says, I just finished the Big E interview. Great job, Wilborn. Thank you for that. He's a very easy man to talk to.
He's lovely.
Sailor Emma says, proud of Hamflet for taking off Wednesday and Thursday, so he didn't have to talk about the bad wrestling company. Sailor Emma's words, not mine. But I was sad he wasn't on the NXT review. We'll get all caught up next week. And John Harrison, he of the Wrestle Culture intro, of course, says, good Friday, chaps. You're filling me with positive vibes. What, so I'm losing a 2 out of 3 falls match to a laser curtain sewing machine. Balls to it. Have a great rest of your day. Peace and love. Peace and love to you, John.
Does it sew laser curtains? Or does it use a laser to...
Laser.
What the hell? Laser curtain sewing.
Curtains made of lasers?
This is one of many things that Anne-Louise would suggest, and I go, I'd pay someone to do it, shall we? I'll just do an extra few podcasts. I can't. The amount of time and effort this would take and the arguments, and I'd be like, I've done it! And she'd look at it like a child's painting. We're going to hang that. You know what we're going to hang that? We're going to hang that in the garage because that looks the best. And you know what we're going to get?
Don't want to ruin it.
Some
curtains. Want to keep it safe.
What? I feel like you're talking to the wrong person here because this is a man who
removed
his own stitches from his head instead of going to the hospital. So
well, they were supposed to be like dissolvable stitches. Yeah. And they were like, well, they'll dissolve in like 7 to 10 days and they'll just fall out and it'll be fine. And it was like 16 days. And it was either that or go to the... like GP and get them taken out, and I couldn't be bothered, so I was just kind of staring at myself in the bathroom mirror, and I was just like, wonder what happens. So I just did a little snip and a little pull, and it was fine, so I just did them all.
This guy.
Is this new as well?
This is new, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that. It looks great.
I think it happened when you went on your week's holiday, I think.
Yeah.
Like before, and then you
Speaking
missed
of
the whole
doing
thing.
Things to yourself. Tattooing yourself.
Mr. DIY.
A normal thing to pick up during pandemic. Yes.
Was that the guy you met or something like when you lived on the boat? The people in the boat next to you knew how to do it. I'll pay attention.
You listen.
I'll pay attention when my friends talk.
And then I got a bit carried away, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. One day you just come in and it's all...
I'm glad you've made the call, though, of like, this is my good hand.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not starting to do
it. Yeah, I think that's the thing. It's difficult to... It's going to be completely...
be really tight
left side. It's like that. I'm waiting for the day when he comes in with like... The tear.
Yeah. The teardrops.
Like, oh, like a word across the... We need to have a talk, Phil. I like
Phil,
what you're doing.
Right across my knuckles. Yeah. Just in both hands. Phil.
Phil, bitch.
Phil with 5 L's.
Yeah, but it'd just be B-I-T-C. Yeah. The H around the corner somewhere.
Someone in there. Get on there.
Dean Sheets says, you guys should run the steps for charity. I'm not making any promises because the amount of food I'm going to planning to eat in Philadelphia.
There can't be that many steps.
But there are.
How many?
Wouldn't it be funny though if, like, you know how sometimes in cinema they exaggerate things for effect?
Yeah,
it's so, like, it's actually just five steps. But, like, they've shot it in different angles where he's like, oh, trying to get to the top of them steps.
They just filmed it by doing the, like, Monty Python run where they're just coming down the hill and then they restart the film. And they just
can't. It's like an incredible one, I think, to film Harrison Ford's in. I can't remember which one it is. He's hiding in a bathroom stall or something. It's like, there's only three cubicles, but they're, like, extended to the middle. There's, like, six. It's like, oh, the tension's like, there's only three in there. They're, like, extended this run before he gets to it. It's amazing.
Just before we get to the hashtag Buddy Good Quiz, by the way.
Hello.
It's time to play the game!
Did it. How many steps are the Rocky steps?
29.
29, says Phil Chambers.
I think they're not that big. Come on.
Every year, tens of thousands.
Big, right, yeah, 29. Oh, from Schmidt from New Girl. 29?
I also have, we've got a baby sleeping bag for Eric. And it's got loads of characters and names written on it. And one of them, the way it's cut, says Mick Mouse. And I laugh every time I see it.
Mick Mouse. What, are you Mick Mouse. Are you a Mick Mouse? Is it cheese?
What did you say? 29.
29.
Vanders and Mark Jenkins are either very good at this or have cheated.
33.
72.
Ooh.
Oh, I have got
more steps than I thought.
Well, I was going to make a joke and do 92, right? Because you did 29, 92, and that's actually close.
Yes.
And now I'm scared. So I need to practice running.
You leave three of them out.
70.
69.
Nice.
That's where I'm going to smash my teeth in.
I feel like... What if we just... If we do it, though, where you we have to jump over the first three?
So
69 steps to get
just
up
one
there.
Just one of them's really big.
Up we go.
Final couple of questions. Thank you to everyone who's donated.
Are we going to wear
send us stuff?
Grey tracksuits. We got it.
Oh, yeah.
We got it.
If there's not a shop selling it nearby, then we stay in Philly and watch the full experience.
Oh, God. But imagine if it's just like a rental and then he's like sweating and then give it back and it's, oh, no.
We can wear grey suits to run up the steps and then we can all be Green Man at WrestleMania.
Done.
Josh Matlock says, I've run the road a lot of stairs.
Yeah.
Who would win between Simon Miller and Stax, says Sailor Airman? Well, depending on whether or not
what,
Simon Miller
great at what though.
Mm.
Not being specified. Yeah, if it's true. A tight five, it's obviously Stax.
Yes. Yeah, underbossing.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do that at our live show, Simon Miller versus Stax, like
comedy
set.
Off.
You each get a tight
off.
Five
Jesus.
And see who gets the most laughs.
I think Stax might bottle it and not show up if he knows that's about to happen.
I think we should book that right now.
Hey, if we pay Stax enough, he's gotta turn up, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Hasn't he?
Stax isn't here. He can't.
Yeah,
he can't veto it.
I'll make the call.
And do join us for that one. It's always sunny at What Culture. Tickets are still available. WhatCulture.com/tickets.
And let us know in the comments if you want to see that. And if one person says yes, then we'll do it.
Phil James in the chat says, "Yes, please do it." Dar Shura gives us our final question. Thank you for your donation. Dar Shura says, "Hey guys, though the Rock's promo was good, I thought it was brilliant. His promo was a bit ironic with what he was saying, calling Cody a crybaby for not getting his way, ironically, and crying about a fight for something he didn't earn. I think that's kind of part of it now. He's just sort of leaning into it.
That's all part of the rich tapestry that is this story that was completely and well thought out
planned
from the very beginning.
Absolutely. Look, if this was last week, old me would have said that, isn't it weird that he missed out the fact that he won the Royal Rumble. That would have been old me.
Yes.
And it would, you know, that's not what I'm saying. I think it's LTST, actually.
This is going in the book, with the books with, like, Daniel Bryan was always supposed to win the big one at WrestleMania 30.
Yeah, we actually did that on purpose. Occupy Raw was actually on purpose. Yeah. So.
Anyway, enough of all this. It's now time for a Bloody Good Quiz. And this week's quiz is brought to you by Sean. Sean, thank you for your review. If you want your name associated with the hashtag.
Sean Dean.
Like share.
Just Sean.
Or seal.
Just Sean.
if you want your name associated with the hashtag Bloody Good Quiz, all you need to do is send me a review, either Adam.Wilburn at whatcoach.com, or leave it on our Apple podcast page. Sean says, hi, Adam. Hello from Australia. I started listening to your podcast with the Dadley Boys at the start of our lockdown. It provided a good thing to listen to during the long days working from home.
Back to the beginning. Come on.
G'day. G'day, Adam from Australia. I started listening to your podcast with the Dadley Boys at the start of our lockdown. And it provided a good thing to do during the long days working from home. Great way to kill an hour or two during the monotonous days. Thanks, guys.
During,
maybe in character, he doesn't breathe. That's a choice. It's actually a choice. It's actually an artistic choice.
Do you want to take a wild stab as to what the quiz is about this
Steve
week?
Steve Irwin.
No.
Kangaroos.
Puerto Rico.
No.
Boxing kangaroos, specifically.
I mean, they may.
Koalas.
References.
Dingar dollars.
Times wrestlers have held koalas.
The I got it!
Oh, yeah, chlamydia-infected wrestlers.
Wow.
I mean, that's not what I was getting at. But, you do you.
Hard talked, left turn.
We talked, if you haven't heard it, let's do it yet. We talked chlamydia, koalas dicks and ducks dicks on the SmackDown preview. There is some wrestling discussion as well, but koala's got like four dicks. I didn't realise this. It's horrific. Do not Google it.
Right. Okay.
That's not what the quiz is about.
Good.
The quiz
is about Aussie wrestlers.
Aussie wrestlers.
Sailor Emin says 3-1 odds on Phil winning for the third week in a row.
Sounds a bit like route one to me, this, but you know, there's a chance I've been letting them win. You know what I mean?
There's a chance. Is the quiz name Aussie wrestlers and whoever lasts the longest wins?
One of the questions may be which of these is an Aussie wrestler.
However, is this going to be a case of, as a plot twist, because the winner down under is the loser? Who's to say? I didn't make the quiz. I don't know.
It's just for fun, though.
Just for fun. Well, it used to be. Not anymore. Used to be back in the day. I remember. Fond memories.
Nice, simple one to start. Where in Australia is Harley Cameron from? Is it
Australia?
Sydney?
The top of it.
Is it Melbourne? Is it Perth? Or is it the Gold Coast?
Nicholas. I don't know. Melbourne.
I love saying Melbourne.
Yeah, me
Melbourne.
Too. That's why
no,
I
no, dear,
I
that's know. Wrong.
The Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Hey. What is this, deja vu or something?
A classic of the genre now. The Iconics were legal at WrestleMania 35.
They were legal.
But who scored the pin on Bailey? Ooh. Billy Bloody Kay or Peyton Bloody Royce?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Nicholas.
Not got a clue.
Oh.
Get this wrong and your point goes to your opponent, don't forget.
I know, I remember. Because Beth does the thing and a bam and a boom and a whoosh.
Come on.
You're there, I believe.
I was definitely
no time
there.
For a smoko.
I was definitely there.
Oh, nice to
come on, smoko. So leave me alone.
Chad, I think Ash Milner was the one who introduced me to that. I'd never heard them. She was like, I'm obviously this band. I was like, who's this?
It was a great night. That was an outrageously good night.
You introduced her to them? Or?
No. She, we heard of it independently, but then I knew they were
all discovered smoko.
Hamford accidentally came to that gig as well, which was
of
great.
Of course he did. Chances are.
Michael Hamford turned up with a backpack on, right? Like in a proper dad way. He just come from where he wasn't even meant to really be going. And the guy, it was almost like he just looked at him and was like, the guy literally said to him, do you want a free ticket? Because like he was, I'll buy one. He's like, no, I'll just have this one.
This isn't the only time this has happened to Hamford as well, is it?
Yeah.
It just gets free tickets.
Turns up and, anyway, sorry. Nicholas, I'm going to get it wrong. Billy Bloody Kay.
On each.
Question number three. Grayson Bloody Waller taught which subject when he was a teacher?
Subject?
Was it?
Australian.
No.
English?
Was it history? Law?
Australian.
History, law, French, or PE? don't have the PE.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to follow my instinct from the last one because I like the way you said PE. But no, I'm not going to do that.
History, law, French, or PE?
Come on. You're the most winningest. You go first.
All right.
I believe in you.
History.
Yay!
Yay! I told you. I still love you. Even though the betrayals have happened 3 times now.
Question number four. I suppose technically I should say this. Other than Dominic Mysterio, Who is Rhea Ripley's weird celebrity crush?
Mm. Nice.
Is it?
Tidy.
Simon Miller.
Is it? Oh, my God.
It's Simon Miller.
Simon Bloody Miller. No, that's Indy Hartwell.
That is Indy Hartwell.
Yeah, right.
Is it?
And Thunder Rosa.
Definitely Thunder Rosa.
All right. Am I right? That's a different podcast. All right.
Just a whole podcast. Who has a crush on Simon?
like a roll call. Today on Who Has a Crush on Simon Bender?
Generation
Simon
Gamer, they go past.
Yeah. Take it back. That's a different dance.
How do we set up a blind date episode with Simon Miller and Indy Hartwell, Thunder Rosa, and someone else, I guess?
Actually, no, let's flip this so it's not as misogynistic. Simon Miller's the one on the getting raw dated, actually. Yeah.
So who is Rhea Ripley's
like kebab? Like he's just a kebab.
There's everyone inside.
Simon Miller's just like today on who gets Simon Miller? He's just like why? Why is this happening?
Who is Rhea Ripley's weird celebrity crush? Is it Arnold Schwarzenegger? Is it Sly Stallone? Is it Dr. Carl Kennedy? Or is it Mr. Bean?
I really wanted to be Mr. Bean.
I really wanted to be Mr.
What
Bean.
Were the
or Carl Kennedy, to be fair.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sly Stallone, Dr. Carl Kennedy, or Mr. Bean.
Arnie feels like a good one because she's jacked, isn't she?
Go on. You're from behind.
What are the other ones?
Sly Stallone, Dr. Carl Kennedy, or Mr. Bean.
I want it to be Mr. Bean in me bones. And Dr. Carl Kennedy feels like naturally it would be because she would have been watching Neighbours. But then if you're from Australia, are you as into Neighbours
I've wondered
as you
this,
would be from across
but
the
it's
pond?
It's just like an export.
This is it. Is it the Fosters of television to Australia that don't really do it? You know what? I'm going with my heart. What I want it to be Mr. Bean. Let's go with Mr. Bean.
I really hope it's Mr.
It's
Bean.
It's not Mr. Bean, but you know.
We can, no, dear, that's wrong.
Sly Stallone. Why not?
Yay!
Yay! 3-1.
3-1. 3-1. I was going to say, get back in Cairo.
Speaking of Rhea Ripley, let's talk about Mr. Rhea Ripley, Mr. Buddy Matthews.
Oh, hello.
Who did Buddy Matthews win the Cruiserweight title from in Australia?
Nicholas. Oh, was it the other way around? Flippity flop, who's to say? I think it was Bloody. I always get his name wrong. Why didn't I wait for the bloody answer? I'm going to go bollocks. He didn't actually hold the belt, did he? Cedric Alexander.
Yay!
I always thought it was Tony Nese for some reason.
No, that was Mania. In Mania, 35. Yeah.
Ray Ray.
That was bad. Go on, carry on.
shout out to Just Errol who said, don't forget you both have a phoner.
Yeah.
3-2 at the halfway point.
Boner, mate.
Question 6.
Firing that boner.
How many televised wins did Emma get in the WWE when she returned in 2022? 3-2-1 or bloody zero.
Honestly, wow. Nicholas. 1.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Go on, 0, why not?
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah. Oh, poor Emma.
Welcome I thought home. You got one at the very beginning and then just got nothing after that.
Came not out, even lost to Ronda Rousey and it went downhill from there.
Do you remember Emelina as well?
Emelina, that was
I wrote a different period altogether where they just didn't do anything with her.
Right, question 7. That's 4-2.
7 heaven.
Right, I was looking up some different Australian wrestlers and found a team called the Royal Kangaroos.
Nice.
But what was their weapon of choice? Was it a didgeridoo?
A kangaroo.
A dog.
Was it a boomerang? Or was it a cricket bat? Or was it an inflatable kangaroo?
Interesting. You've had a lot of fun with this.
Oh, I've had a bloody great time with this.
Crikey. What's the options again, mate?
Didgeridoo.
Boomerang.
Cricket bit. Inflatable kangaroo.
Yeah, that.
I kind of want it to be a boomerang, just because if you miss, you get another go.
It comes back, if you're good enough with it, though. Or you just hit somebody with a boomerang. Which is...
Phil, I think a didgeridoo is funnier than a boomerang.
Didgeridoo
so
is funnier. I believe in you.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Look where that got me. What's it? Like what?
All the others.
Boomerang.
Cricket bit.
Cricket bit.
Inflatable kangaroo.
See, that's kind of, that would be funny.
Yeah.
Like, because you could see them, they really go to town with somebody, on somebody with a kangaroo, can't they? Like an inflatable one. And it wouldn't really hurt at all. I'm not going to pick it though.
Boomerang or cricket bit?
You know what? Boomerang.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah.
4-3. One of
Did you ever have a boomerang?
Yes.
I remember someone, I can't, and it was someone who hadn't been to Australia.
No, I'd never been to Australia.
And it was like a, and I remember thinking like,
crappy little plastic one.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, this was like a wooden one.
Yeah.
And it had like painting on it. And I was like, don't think I ever actually tried it though. Just was like.
I definitely tried it. I could never do it.
Just never come back.
Yeah.
I think I broke like my bloody.
It's just a frisbee.
Just like my dad. At the window. And that was it.
See you later, guys. question 8-4-3, I believe.
It's your job.
Australia's, one of Australia's best wrestling exports now, Nathan Jones.
Oh, my word, yeah.
Nathan Jones was first promoted in WWE as what type of character?
Oh, right.
Steve Irwin. Jason Voorhees.
Jesus Christ.
Hannibal Lecter.
Lecter.
Or Ace Ventura.
Oh, my God. That's
really? Now, Phil, just because it's funny, Steve Irwin.
Yeah, yeah.
No, dear, that's
wrong.
I don't want
to be that, though. It's, you know, cash in on that.
Yeah.
What's the other options?
Jason Voorhees, Hannibal Lecter, or Ace Ventura.
Oh, man. I would like it to be Ace Ventura. I don't think it is.
Yeah.
I think that might be WWE influence of the Quizmaster somewhere.
Quite possibly,
you think?
You think I forget about your love for Jim Carrey, mate? And the certain Cameron Diaz, I believe, in that film.
Hey, don't.
Taught you a lot about life, if I'm not mistaken.
Rue,
indeed. Vince took one look at him and was like, oh, that guy looks like a serial killer. So,
yeah.
Hannibal Lecter or?
Jason Voorhees.
Let's go with Lecter.
Yeah.
Tied up, 4-4.
Yeah,
Lecter.
Final couple of questions. Question 9. Who's the only wrestler Slapjack actually beat on WWE TV? Shane Thorne.
Was it on main event by any chance?
It was on Monday. I think he believe he actually beat people on main event, but I don't care if there's proper TV. On Monday Night
Remind
War,
me, mate.
Okay.
Slapjack was Shane Thorne.
Indeed.
Right?
He had the play for a face.
Ironically, looked like Jason Voorhees.
Indeed.
Almost, eh?
Who's the only wrestler he actually beat?
Jesus.
Ricochet.
What an honour.
Shelton Benjamin. Karrion Kross. Or Bobby Lashley.
Phil.
Come on,
Shelton Benjamin.
You got this. Come on,
he
Shelton.
He lost to a lot of people.
Yeah, he did.
No, dear. No. That's wrong.
Well, they're bad, apparently.
Lovely man as well, yeah, Shelton Benjamin.
Oh, so nice.
Really nice man.
Ricochet, Karrion Kross, Bobby Lashley.
Ooh. That's some terrible ones. Now, was that like a DQ finish in playing at this or something? Now, you know what? Sorry, let's go all in. WWE hated Ricochet for a little while. Let's go with Ricochet.
Yay!
Yeah. They really just had him lose to everybody.
Between those two.
Between everybody, yeah. I just lose to everybody.
He's feuding with him and he just lost to all of them.
Like, he's tiny. He can possibly beat someone.
He'll get over with his flippy stuff later. Yeah. But he can't because you keep having him lose all the time.
Final question to tie it all up to set everyone home happy.
Oh, it could happen.
Question 10.
I hope you choke on it.
According to prowrestling.fandom.com.
Very reputable. Yep.
Very reputable. Which of these is a real Australian wrestler?
Here we go. Oh, Christ on a bike.
Is it Da Worm? Is it B-Boy? Is it Huge Jacked Man?
It's good.
It is good.
Why, who's done that? Someone's
I've definitely
done
that. Heard
that someone's
somewhere
done
else,
Huge
yeah.
Jacked Man. Carry on.
Or is it Skippy the Kanga Luchador?
Some of your finest work. Every now and again.
I bet, baby.
Just when I thought I was out, he pulls me back in.
On the options again, you got the Worm.
D Do you want the option? The only reason we're ever doing a quiz ever is you write the options in a funny way. Let's do the options again for the people at home and for you.
You've got the worm.
The worm.
You've got B-boy.
So just to clarify, B-boy, not like B-boy, like a man covered in bees.
A man dressed as a bee. Yeah. That's what I'm picturing. The worm, B-boy, huge jacked man. Or Skippy the Kangaloo Chador.
All good.
All good options.
And I'm just going to...
Here he goes.
Chill out.
Well, I've definitely heard huge jacked man somewhere else.
I'm trying to think. Was you think it's somewhere else?
I don't know. I have no idea. But B-Boy feels like a waste of an option if Wilbon was going to make them up.
Feels very kayfabe.
You feel very Dave Meltzer kind of right now. Yeah.
Well, I learned you grab my notes there, huh?
Screw it. B-Boy.
B-Boy? I'm not sure about
to
that.
To tie things up, to send everybody home happy, you're saying B-Boy, not Skippy the Kangaroo.
B-Boy.
No, sorry.
Bum, bum. I do it like The Rock.
Bum, bum. Bum, bum. Bum.
Beep. Yay! My logic was sound.
Nailed it!
Really proud of those options. Really
well
proud.
Done. Well done.
Congratulations to Phil Chambers and Anna Nicholas, co-winners of this week's quiz! Let us know how you got on in the comment section
below.
Friendship
with Phil Chambers ended. Dwayne is now my best friend.
Or on X at WhatCultureWWE, where you can follow all three of us. You can follow Phil Chambers at...
Phil My Chambers. You can follow Adam Nicholas at...
At The Rock. And you can follow Adam Wilborn at...
Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. SmackDown preview, Collision preview available right now. And do join myself and Phil Chambers tomorrow morning on our YouTube channel for our Elimination Chamber live stream. And make sure you check out the interview with Big E that I did just yesterday. It's available right now on the What Culture Wrestling YouTube channel to promote his fantastic Our Heroes Rock campaign. But for now, this has been Wrestle Culture. Thanks to everyone in the chat. Thank you for your donations. Thanks to Phil Chambers. Thanks to Anna Nicholas. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon. Wrestle Culture is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Wrestling.
Bloody wrestling.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.